Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Well, we're in the new year here, and I have some great guests coming on to my Venus Rising series. Today I'm interviewing Marian Hansen about her local networking events. She's the CEO of a Santa Monica referral and networking group, and she's created a wonderful event that meets once a month, and I go to it, and I speak at it and support it and sponsor it. It's just wonderful. Plus, she does many other things. So without further ado, let's just get her on live. Marian, are you there?
Hi, Gary. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, good. I'm so glad you could join us on Conscious Connection. I'm thrilled to speak
Thank
to you.
You
because you're a real motivated, activated person, and that's what we need in this new year.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'm excited.
Oh, absolutely. Want to get you out there in a bigger way. So my first question to you is, how did you start the Santa Monica Referral and Networking Group?
Oh, yes, the Santa Monica Business Referral Networking Group. I actually started this networking event about 3 years ago, going on four now, I suppose, when I had a career change. And in my mind, I thought I was going to do business from home, but it showed itself I needed to be very visible and in networking events and going about town. And in this experience, I found very horrific situations where people were cold or, you know, not approachable. Everybody
in LA?
Wanted to shove. Yes, in Los Angeles. Yes, I know. Oh, my God. Is that possible?
That's
really
hardly
yes.
a surprise.
Right. Exactly. So very, you know, not such a prosperous experience, if you will. I would come home with, you know, 30, 40 business cards, but no,
right.
nobody would really like it, you know, reply or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, maybe I should go and create my own networking event that is supportive. And it was actually a women's event first, because let me start with women, you know, and just make it a very
uh-huh.
safe environment in a beautiful place and serve food and, you know, some beverages and really
uh-huh.
talk to these women and open their hearts and their minds to how we could be supportive of each other. And, I mean, this approach really was very, very much appreciated, and it really grew. So in last year, I actually added men, so I made it a mixer. And we keep growing, and I'm so glad because then I could invite you, and you've been there speaking
right.
a few times now. And so it's been very,
mm-hmm.
very successful.
Excellent. So how's that impacting your business? I know you do insurance and different things, so we'll talk about that later. But how has it been impacting yours?
Beyond any measure, I would say, the most valuable thing, because I'm sure people who are listening are thinking in numbers and results, a lot of referrals, because people really got to know me and see what I stand for. So, you know, the immediate attendee might not be able or ready or needing my services personally, but they have referred me many, many, many clients. And so my book of business and my networking events and educational class keep growing because of that. I'm, you know, creating lifelong, really deep, heartfelt relationships, as in friendships, working
uh-huh.
relationships. I don't feel like I'm on, like, alone. You know,
right.
when you're an
mm-hmm.
agent in my business, you do a lot of things alone. So now I feel like I'm on a team. I have support. I have cheerleaders. I have a place that I can come to monthly and share my successes and thoughts and get support.
Great. Yeah, well, it's beautifully organized. I've been to everyone, and they're just wonderful. And we'll talk about the location later. So what's the philosophy of Santa Monica Business Referral and Networking Group?
All right. So I was thinking about this today, and, you know, Every time I tell the story, people laugh. But I listened to Oprah Winfrey quite a lot. And there was one story that struck me. She was telling a story about a woman who had been diagnosed with cancer. And she didn't have much long to live, like 6 months. And she found out her neighbor was in a worse condition. She said, well, you know, I only have 6 months. I'm going to help my neighbor. And in helping her neighbor, this lady actually healed herself and her neighbor. So I said, well,
that's
what
wonderful.
If I apply this, isn't it? So I said, what if I don't apply this philosophy and share this with my my networking groups and my attendees and, you know, have people come from this approach to look into, like, how you can help and support other people versus just looking for your own gain and shoving yourself and your business cards and your business and everything down someone's throat, and they don't even know you.
Right. There's no relationship formed. It's just, you know, yeah.
Sucks.
And that the
yeah,
connection,
sucks.
I think, is what you're referring to. And that's more valuable because someone has to like you first and want to connect with you before they'll even share who you are or what you do. And that's wonderful. It's a very friendly group. I love the people that are there. And, you know, my philosophy is more is more. More is more, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to get to know someone, you know, before you even refer them to someone. Because what if you did refer someone, you didn't really know them, and they do a horrible job where they upset your friend or family member, you're going to lose all your reputation and your face, and it's not going to be pretty. You know, you only have your name and your face.
Right.
So
exactly.
I really believe in this.
That's what Mark Zuckerberg
really
says.
Ha
That's what Mark Zuckerberg says.
Yes.
One of the eight richest
really
people on earth controlling the wealth. Yeah, it's amazing information coming out about who rules
your face
us.
In your name.
Anyway, so you also have your own business. So what do?
All right. So the career change that I had 3-4 years ago came about in a very interesting way. I was meditating on something I could do from home. I had gotten very, very, very sick, and I wasn't sure how to take care of myself. And my friend came to visit. It was a Thanksgiving, and we were brainstorming. And she said, why don't you work for my husband? He has an insurance company, and everybody needs insurance now for the health insurance. And so they showed me, you know, how to get started. And so I do health insurance for under 65, that covered California and all of that. I also help the seniors with their Medicare, dental, tax-free retirement accounts, million-dollar baby programs and things like that. So it's really been growing. I've learned so much. And it's really funny because when I did hit that crash, which was back in the 2008, 9, 10, I thought to myself, like, there's this whole vast subject that I had never even dared to look into because I felt intimidated being a woman and, you know, having an accent, being a foreigner and all of these things. And I said, you know what, this is it. I'm going to learn everything there is to about health insurance, about how I'm going to retire, about Medicare. And like, why do the rich people get richer? Why do they have information that we don't have? And I really set out on this quest to figure out and to learn. And I found it. So I was so stunned with what I found and learned. So I said, okay, I'm going to pay this forward, and I'm going to share with people, and I'm going to take the best care of everyone coming my way.
That's wonderful. Now, do you see any forthcoming changes with the new administration taking place tomorrow where they want to gut the Affordable Care Act as Obamacare, or they'll recreate the Affordable Care Act and say they created it when it was actually the previous one?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand Donald Trump's concern. I really do. And I really appreciate Obama's efforts in giving health insurance or making health insurance available for most people. I think the subsidy is in jeopardy of getting pulled. Obviously, that's what he keeps speaking about every day.
Right.
So the people who are in the covered California plans, they're going to face some changes. I did read and hear that they're trying to find a middle ground so that it's not so incredibly expensive for those who do not qualify for covered California subsidy. You know, so they're making it a more fair plan, there's going to be, it's going to be a little less rich than it is now, but there will be, so, you know, I don't think he's going to leave people in the street without health insurance. I mean, that will be like barbaric. But then again, so that's what
I think.
And I'm just I'm just standing by, reading all the information that I'm getting, staying current, and just supporting people every step of the way. Because, I mean, just this past summer, I had a health scare myself. And it's like, if you don't have good health insurance, if you don't have, you know, lined up who's your doctor, what's the hospital, you can put yourself in some really dangerous situation. And believe me, if my mother was listening to this, she would be crying in laughter, because I was the last person who wanted to get health insurance. I was invisible. I was Superwoman. I would never get sick in my mind. You know, but lo and behold, you know, I had insurance and I was able to take care of myself, and I feel really safe. It feels really good to have that taken care of. And now I'm going to, you know, retire a millionaire too. So, hey, how bad can it be?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's great. And I'm glad you pulled through any health challenges as well. Now, you're doing business from the feminine, and I'm a big supporter of the feminine, hence I'm calling this year Venus Rising with all my female guests on Conscious Connection. So I'm very excited to support that, especially doing good work in the world. So what does it look like doing business from a feminine perspective?
Yes, there's a different ways, and I really am so excited that you are coming from this approach. It's really, really important. And before I go into my philosophy on the whole, you know, I don't want men to listen to this and think, oh, every man is bad or masculine is bad, because that's not what it's all about. I mean, you're applying the feminine approach. My business partner for, you know, the retirement programs, he is coming with the feminine approach. So men are applying the feminine approach. It's just a way of doing things. And for me, the first word that comes up is nurturing, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So how can I kind of put it in a nutshell? You know, like, for example, yeah, I get a little winded. I get so excited and I talk too fast. Huh?
No, you're doing great.
All right, cool. All right, so when I first started the insurance business and other, you know, entrepreneurships that I started in my life, in the beginning, you're always afraid of, like, oh my gosh, you know, where am I going to get clients? How, you know, how am I going to make enough sales and make enough money? And how am I going to get this ship floating? And you know, so I came from a very not desperate, but, you know, you're coming from scarcity.
Insecure.
Absolutely. And I said, you know, this doesn't feel right at all. If this is how I have to approach this business, I don't want to do it. So I thought about it. I did some journaling and some meditation, and I came up with, you know, well, who am I? How do I want to approach this? How do I want my everyday to be? Like, how can I really enjoy this? Yes, it's insurance. Most people think it's really boring, but it's a necessary thing, and I know I'm great with people. So I came to the conclusion, I'm just going to be me. It's not about the sale. I'm going to apply all the listening I can and help every person that comes across my path, regardless if that person is going to buy insurance or not. Because if they're calling me, you know, they have an upset, they are worried, they are looking, they're searching for some kind of support and help. And, you know, a lot of my clients become my friends. It's really amazing. And even if, you know, that immediate person didn't buy insurance, they're going to refer me someone. And I'm not even doing it because of that. You just have to open yourself up and be of service. So service, regardless.
Yeah, and that's very important. So, and, you know, part of that nurturing is educating, too. So it's not just insurance, because I think you also do financial things with that. So people will be secure in their retirement and can create a nest egg by forward thinking now. Because, you know, as I know, my life has passed by so fast, and I had an offer to invest in the – I lived in Boston, and someone offered me to invest in the Magellan Fund, $10,000 in 1982 or whenever it was founded, because they worked at Fidelity. I said, well, that's a lot of money. I could even afford it then because I had some savings. I said, well, that's a lot of money to empty my savings. And had I done that one act 30 years ago, well, probably more, 35 years ago, you can't even buy into the Magellan Fund now. And I had a ground floor opportunity that I didn't think, oh, it's a mutual fund, oh, it's Fidelity, yeah, I know it's innovative, blah, blah, blah. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, and look at how I missed a golden opportunity by not thinking ahead. So you help people with that as well.
Yes, I do. And you have no idea how many stories like that I hear. And the worst thing I see is if I see seniors in their 70s and they're working at McDonald's because, you know, they just didn't have the right information. They didn't do anything wrong. They just didn't have the right information or the support or the knowledge. I've heard people losing their money.
Or forethought to get the information or knowledge.
Exactly. And many people lose their entire life savings in the stock market just before they retire. What are they going to do then?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So what I set out to find was, in seeing what happened, you know, through the 8, 9, 10, like why wouldn't there be something where people can partake in gain and not go into loss, where we could turn things around and come out, have a great retirement and enjoy our senior years and maybe give back to the community versus being stressed out trying to pay our bills or, you know, juggling, should I pay my medicine or should I pay for my food? And I found
it. I know.
I found it. It's amazing. And I'm now teaching that class once a month.
So what did you find? So our listeners know. Yeah, so our listeners know about the opportunity. What did you find?
Well, this is something called tax-free retirement. And that's what we teach the class on once a month at Volcanoes. If they want to find out more, they can come and listen in. We always have the first 5 or 10 people can come for free. We serve dinner. It's a very nice environment. They will leave knowing every word we talked about. It is not a sales event. It's an educational class. It's very informative. And they can take, you know, start taking steps in learning, understanding, and seeing how they can take care of themselves in the future by starting now.
And that's very good for 20-somethings millennials, because if I can let our listeners know one thing, time flies. You have no idea until you get there. I mean, I turned 65 last year and was applying for Medicare and all that, and I was there, wait, I was just at a rock and roll festival, Woodstock, and now I'm... It goes so fast. It's unbelievable how fast it goes. And anything you if you don't want any regrets, really activate now and think of your future, because it's here. A lot of people think, oh, I won't live, or, oh, I'll be wealthy, oh, I won't need it. And, you know, all those shoulda, coulda, wouldas, all of a sudden you're there. Why didn't I plan ahead? There is no golden parachute. I could have created it 30 years ago. And when the millennials invest a little bit every month or whatever, set aside every week, it's just going to be a nest egg for them in the future. Plus, their needs will be taken care of. I know there's a lot of things with long-term care now, because no one expects to get dementia or Alzheimer's or chronic disease like Parkinson's, but it's popping up all over the place. And if you don't have that kind of golden parachute of protection for support, there's very little money in public funds to take care of those people. And exactly. So you got to take care of yourself in advance.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really not expensive. If you, you know, invest in a $1 million baby program, for example, you have a child or a grandchild or a niece, and you give them on their birthday and you give them on their, you know, Christmas and holidays and things like that, that person is going to have money towards college. They're going to have money towards a home. They have money towards their retirement. They can retire a millionaire. And, you know, even, well, people should come to my class. It's very exciting. But, you know, to be able to have money growing, you know, and to know that regardless what happens to the stock market, they will not lose this money. They will not lose this money. You know, that's golden, because you know when there's changes of presidential rulership. There is going to be war. There's going to be crash in the market. There's going to be ups and downs. And you just want to make sure that you at least have something in safety so your future is taken care of. Because when your mind is clear of all those worries, you can achieve so much more, so much faster. You have a whole different mindset towards life.
Yes, yes. And, you know, and if people don't think 2008 can repeat itself, please think again. I had a banker who came to my workshop, a very young banker who left the banking industry of Wells Fargo and Smith Barney stocks. And he said 2008 2.0, he expected to occur by mid-February. And he said he left before it was going to come down because I don't know if our listeners know that there was no punishment of any of the banks, and they actually got rewarded. 3 weeks ago, the LA Times says, did you know Chase Manhattan and Wells Fargo got $1 billion this year? That's their eighth year of getting $1 billion of federal taxpayer money for what happened in 2008. So that's all those major banks, whether it's Citibank, Wells Fargo, Chase, who created just accident, or we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They accidentally created it, and yet they're getting rewarded taxpayer money for 8 years now. And the irony is they all paid fines to the federal government, but no one who lost their home in Detroit or Los Angeles ever got a penny in compensation from the really illegal theft. So it's kind of honor among thieves between the government and the bankers. But I think people should be aware of now that there's no time to waste. You got to get things secure now before something happens, so you do have that protection and you're guarded against, you know, fallout that can happen in the economy, which it's all cyclical. And, you know, it's way up right now. And I always say, well, I'm a contrarian. I didn't even know that what that was till I was in Europe reading a financial newspaper on the Eurostar. I said, that's what I am. So when the stock market's very high, I said, okay, that means it's going to fall. You know, when it's really low, that means it's going to go up. So you can look at things differently from different points of view, you know.
Absolutely.
But the bigger thing is to just get inspired to do something like this while you're young, before time runs out, and take the best advantage of opportunities that you know about that the average person may not know about.
Yeah, and most of my clients are actually between 30 and 50. In general, people don't wake up to these opportunities until they're in their late 40s. But, you know, if we can change that and have, you know, the millennials also start looking into this, it's so affordable, you know. And, yeah, we just covered everything, so I'm not going
to
repeat myself.
Yeah, big shout out to the millennials today, too, because they're just leaving home now. If they can afford to leave home, there's the whole other thing with college debt and whatever. But, yeah, so this is available to everyone at any age. That's absolutely wonderful. So, Marion, how do you like people to contact you for more information? And I'll be posting this on Twitter and Facebook and all my social networks. As soon as we're done, as soon as it goes live on the blog talk, I will start posting away so people can share and find out. And then I'll repost it on Sunday, probably Sunday, so we get people knowing about Monday's event.
Yeah, I mean, we can post the numbers and emails on the post. And I also want to make sure I get to give a shout-out to all the sponsors before the time is over.
Yeah, let's see here. Have a few minutes, so we have to start on that now.
Yeah, so I can give you the numbers, 424-274-2072. And then the preferred email will be M as in Mary, S as in Sam, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, at my, M as in Mary, Y as in yes, H-S-T, that's H as in Harry, S as in Sam, T as in Tom.com. And the sponsors, we have amazing sponsors that are going to be obviously now featured in this radio show and all our online marketing, email campaigns, and there will be live coverage at the event as well. We're going to do a live Facebook.
Wonderful.
So the sponsors are, of course, the event location, Volcano Restaurant in Santa Monica. They're just wonderful. They're so great to work with. It's a beautiful venue. It has a New York atmosphere. I just love
Absolutely.
It. And they treat us so kindly. And
mm-hmm.
then Gary Stewart, yourself, a wonderful speaker
mm-hmm.
and constellation facilitator, author. I'm so grateful to have you there. I'm really happy to share, you know, my experiences and wins that I've had with you in applying mm-hmm. my session to my business.
Right.
Dasha Sion is also a sponsor, and she is the CEO of Sion Natural Clinical
mm-hmm.
Skincare. Wonderful products, very geared towards anti-aging. They have the galvanic machines and a lot more. And the attendees who come, they actually get percentages off of the machines. And there's no demo, absolutely not. We'll just give out flyers, and whoever's interested
mm-hmm.
Can reach out. Grace Amirian, she is a quantum biofeedback healing modality as well. And my business partner, Jamie and Craig Heimfert, they call themselves the Safe Money Couple. So
mm-hmm.
those are the main sponsors. And then we have an event assistant, and her name is Colleen McLafferty, and she is the
mm-hmm.
CEO of In Spa LA.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. When I did massage, I worked with Colleen. Yes, wonderful.
Colleen,
that'll be great to see her again. Small world.
So excited. Yes.
Yeah, very small world. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, any closing
mm-hmm.
thoughts? We have about a minute or two left here for any closing thoughts. What are your goals for yourself and your clients for 2017 as the reins of power change tomorrow morning, believe it or not?
Unity, support.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I would
mm-hmm.
love to see as many people as possible at the networking event Monday the 23rd at 6 p.m. because we are just drawing towards ourselves like-minded people with the same drive and passion and comradeship. So you have to
mm-hmm.
surround yourself with people who are supportive and like-minded so you can support each other and give each other strength and move forward. I think everything that's happening now is happening for a reason, for people to wake up and look at
mm-hmm.
their lives, see where they really want to go, what they want everything to look like, and maybe this is what's needed.
Absolutely, and I'm holding the whole change of power in the highest light because we want the best outcome from them. And Martin Luther
yeah.
King, whose birthday was just last week, he said, hate does not get rid of hate. The only thing that can
no.
conquer hate or fear is love. So we have to send
yeah.
as much light and love to the incoming administration as we might have done to the Obama administration. And that doesn't mean to be passive victims either, but to be empowered, activated, and the best possible outcome. And sometimes it takes a dark mirror or negative catalyst to generate light. So I'm fully cognizant that that might be the case here. And that's fine, too,
mm-hmm.
because America's been in a slumber for a long time. And it's time we woke up and unify, as you said, unity. That's absolutely wonderful
mm-hmm.
because that's what's going to happen. And that will be the positive outcome for all concerned. And we can all take care of each other better. You with your services for people, me with my healing work, and it's a collective. It's a group collective and a cooperative society is what's needed here in the United States rather than individuated and me, all for me, and nothing for anyone else.
Yes, exactly. That is so well put.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. Well, it's been absolutely wonderful to talk to you. I'll just do some closing here.
Thank you. Likewise.
Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection with my fabulous guest, Marian Hansen, and she has local networking events, and she does insurance and organization and all kinds of great stuff, plus other events around that. And she really supports entrepreneurs and business owners to have the best possible success in their business by networking together. And she showcases people at her events in Santa Monica. There's one this coming Monday, and it's once a month, so if you can't make this Monday, there'll be other Mondays, and we will put the links to everything on the soundbite link of this show, Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart. This is part of my Venus Rising series, which I'm declaring 2017 Year of the Woman, and that we support women getting out there, being successful, and nurturing us to create balance in the world rather than disharmony. So my name is Gary Stewart. It's been wonderful to speak to you all, and I will get this out in a jiff. And Marian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary. You're the best. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. This will be blasted out before I go to my workshop tonight. So namaste to all my listeners of Conscious Connection, and tune in till next time. Until next time, namaste.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.